Thank you for joining us for our sermon podcast. Emmanuel United Methodist Church is located at 1351 Main Street in Welford, South Carolina. Our mission at Emmanuel states, by God's grace and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we pursue Christ to become and make disciples for the transformation of the world. Our hope is that this message will help you as you grow in God's grace, trust in the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and to pursue Christ with all you have. Now sit back and listen for what the Lord may be saying to you as Pastor Andrew delivers today's message. Thank you.
So we began our service today a little different. Before I prayed, I asked you a very Methodist question. How is it with your soul? That's how they began almost every Methodist service. And before they were Methodists, that's how they started. That was the question, how is it with your soul? And they weren't quite as nice and said, well, you don't have to tell anybody. You had to tell everybody. We don't like to talk like that anymore. But how is it with your soul? And then they would also finish up with a question like this, and it would say, is there anything you're trying to keep secret from the group? Now, anybody want to be involved in that kind of church club? I do, and I think you'll see why at the end of this. We're continuing. I'm not sure if this is the conclusion or the eve of the conclusion, but anyway, we're continuing this Eastertide 50-day season of Easter series, He is Risen. And we've been looking at all the different ways that Christ encountered His disciples after His resurrection and what that means for us. I'm actually today coming from the same scripture that Anna used last week, and I want to thank her for doing that. That took a lot off my plate for a week, allowed me to get some energy back, allowed for me to cook some breakfast. But Anna did a great job of challenging you and kind of coming at you with comfort and grace, and she's the good one of the two of us. But I do invite you, if you can and are able, to stand as we hear the Great Commission again from the 28th chapter of Matthew. If you're using an Emmanuel Bible, it's page 812. But I'm going to be picking up in verse 16 of the 28th chapter in Matthew. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Gracious God, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be pleasing and acceptable to you. Lord, comfort us, challenge us, and convict us so that we may be who you've called us to be. Amen. So this is not really just a nice, neat conclusion to the Gospel of Matthew like it looks like. Matthew doesn't write that way. What it is really is Matthew summing up everything that's been going on and saying Jesus put all this into this last statement. It goes all the way back to Jesus' baptism, the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus would even later say, you know, that I have all authority in heaven. And so now we're seeing the progression as Jesus is getting real close to his ascension. But here's why this passage is needed. If you'll read earlier in Matthew 28, the resurrection's happened, the tomb is empty, and the religious leaders want no part of it, do they? They start bribing the guards. We'll pay you to say the disciples stole him, that he's still dead. Guess what they did? They took the money. And they told everybody, well, the disciples stole him, he's still dead. So while there's a movement to try to share about what's happened with the risen Christ, there's also a movement to squash it out and call it a lie. Disciples got the work cut out for them, don't they? So now Jesus is telling them what to do. Now here's the current climate where we are. Now you're going to have to go and make disciples. The United Methodist mission statement, I know y'all are probably tired of hearing it, but I hadn't told you corporately in a long time. It's been at least 6 weeks. But the United Methodist mission statement says that we as a United Methodist Church are to make disciples for Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Here at Emmanuel, our mission statement says, by God's grace and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we pursue Christ to become and make disciples for the transformation of the world. Back to verse 16 in our passage, it says, now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. Who was going? The disciples. They were already discipled. They had been discipled by the greatest discipler of all discipleship. I just made that up. That's pretty cool. I'm leaving that in. That's good. Like, that's good preaching. It really is. I mean, y'all can laugh if you want to. That's good. I'm putting that on a wall somewhere. But they've already been discipled by Jesus, right? For 3 years, they've been walking behind him. They've been covered in his dust, as they would say. They've learned from him. But do you also see that they are being obedient to him? It says they went to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. Discipleship begins with obedience. With obedience to Christ. It says, when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. Now, again, that word doubt, we have a different connotation for it, but again, it's more of like we got some questions. But I'm not afraid to say I've got a little bit of doubts in my faith. I don't doubt my faith, but I got some questions. And if any of y'all are going to sit here and say you don't have questions, you'd like to ask Jesus, y'all not telling the truth, and we're going to have that service after church. I got some questions I want to ask. Lord, I trust you, but I got to know, what were you thinking here? And then he'll probably tell me, and I'll go, oh, man, you're so good, so smart. But we're human, right? So we got questions about things. The disciples were the same way. But here's the thing. You may be here today to worship. You may be here today with doubt. You may be here because you love to be here. You may be here because you feel like you have to be here. You may be sitting here with joy. You may be sitting here with bitterness. Your soul may be doing great. You ready to redeem the world and sanctify yourself? Or you just might be dragging along like Eeyore. Oh, gosh. Y'all know what I'm talking about, right? Winnie the Pooh. See, some of them older people didn't know about Winnie the Pooh. Eeyore always just... But here's the thing. Jesus tells both groups the commission. Aha! He didn't leave any of us out, did he? He didn't say, okay, out of the 11, y'all are the ones worshiping in passion, and y'all are the ones doubting. So here's what I want y'all to do. I want y'all to go make them disciples. He didn't say that. He stands before all of them. He says, I want all of you. The worshipers, the doubters, the joy, the bitterness. I want all of you to go make disciples. We don't get to exclude ourselves from the commission. Verse 18, he continues. And Jesus came and said to them, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. All authority in heaven and on earth. Jesus has talked about his heavenly authority before, but now he's talking about, now I have authority over this earth. Before he's crucified, he respects the authorities before him. When asked about giving to Caesar, he respects the authorities before him. But now he says, I have authority over all of it, heaven and earth. What does that mean for us? What does that mean for you as you go through your week? That Jesus has authority in heaven and on earth. Well, I'm going to jump ahead to the conclusion. And it says, and remember, I am with you always. That's what it means. That's what he means. I got authority in heaven. I got authority on earth. I'm going to go out on a limb here. And that's a dangerous thing to do at my size. Now, it ain't that. That's not that funny. I might delete that one. That's not that funny. But anyway, I'm going to walk out on a limb here and say we all know that there are areas in our life where we need to become better disciples. We need to become a better disciple. But I'll also say this while I'm already out on that limb. We all know somebody who we felt the nudge to help disciple. To tell somebody about Jesus. To invite them back to church. To tell them what they're doing is wrong. And we're scared to death of it. Well, the next time that fear creeps in, and you go, you know I need to say something to the coworker beside me. I know I need to say something to my neighbor. I know I need to say something to my aunt or my uncle or my sister or my spouse or whoever. You look at that fear and you say, Jesus Christ is my authority in heaven and on earth. Get out of my way. I'm here to make disciples. Verse 19 and verse 20. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations. The Greek language has a different flow to it. But this is a good translation, but the way it really should be translated is as you go. Not if you go or when you go, but as you go. We're all going to leave this place, aren't we? I mean, right? At some point today, we're all going to leave. Now, some of us got to be back. And then some of us got to be back again. Well, some of us might not leave, but eventually we'll get in our cars and go home. But it's saying, as you go, think about it, as you go about your normal life, as you go to work, as you live in Welford, as you live in Lyman, make disciples of all nations, of all people, is what they're saying, of all people. Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. When we baptize, we initiate someone into Christ's holy family. That doesn't matter if they're 6 weeks old or if they're 70 years old. That's what we're doing. Now, there's a little different act. We would use a little different theological term. Whether or not it's salvific or whether it is or isn't. Dealing with salvation. But that's what we do when we baptize. We initiate them into the family of Christ in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit by having their sins washed clean, and now they walk in a newness of life. So put it together. As you go, living your life like Jesus, because we're disciples, help people walk into the newness of life. And I'm going to say this. If you have not been baptized, I'm not going to get in your personal business. But as the pastor of this church, I'm going to say you need to pray and see whether your next step of obedience is to be baptized. It's a step of obedience. And so you want to know why your walk with Christ is stuck. It might be because you need to be baptized. Teaching them to obey the commands I have given you. Do you know why we don't want to talk to each other about following the commandments of Jesus? Now think about it. I want you to think about it for a minute. Let's say, I'll use Moss here because I can pick on him. He can't do anything to me anymore. Yeah, so let's say we're buddies. Let's just hypothetically say we're friends. Let's hypothetically say we talk to each other about our faith. Just hypothetically here. And he knows that I'm doing something or I've got an attitude that does not represent the gospel. And he says to me, what you're doing is not of Christ. Why don't we pray about it? And let's see if we can get you through it. But you know why we don't want to do that? Because if I look at him and say, you know, what you're doing is not of Jesus, what I'm doing better be of Jesus. While the church doesn't want to go and make disciples and say, let me teach you about Jesus, we're not teaching ourselves about Jesus. The church, when you stop growing as a disciple, you stop making disciples out there. You're not bringing anybody to the faith if you're not growing in your own faith. I heard a story, read a story, it's a pastor's worst nightmare. A lady invites somebody to church over and over again. Not the story that was shared with me this weekend, another story. But, oh, hey, you ought to come to church. You ought to come to church. Guess what happens? Lady shows up for church. Guess who's not there? The invitee. 3 weeks in a row. Pastor finally calls. We'll go with Sally, because isn't that one of the kids' characters' books? Sally? The Johnson family's been here. Said you invited them to church. Where are you? We feel a greater sense of responsibility when we step out there and say, hey, y'all ought to come to church with me. Hey, let me teach you about Jesus. Because then I got to watch what I post on Facebook. Got personal, didn't it? I got to watch how I talk to the people that make me mad. I got to watch what I say about the people that I go to church with at lunch. I'm just telling the truth. The NBA playoffs are going on, and I don't even like the NBA. But I like watching people go towards championships. Whether it's football, whether it's Olympics. Y'all know I love all that, right? Do you know what the difference between a winner and a champion is? A winner will say, yeah, we did good today. The team worked hard. Whew, man, we did good. Looking forward to tomorrow. A champion says, we did some good things today. But, oh, we've got so much room to grow. I want to be a champion kind of church. I want to be a church that says, we got some good things going on. The Holy Spirit moves in this place. If you leave here and you don't think the Holy Spirit's moving, you need to go down to the lumber yard and get some new wood. But I want to say, we got all these good things going on, but man, we sure could still do better. In my personal life, I want to be a better disciple in 6 weeks than I am today. Because what happens is sometimes we look at it and we say, I'm a much better disciple than I was in college. But I'm pretty much the same disciple I was when I met Christ. That's why here at Emmanuel, we say we are going to become and make disciples. I love the thought I brought it down here, the part of the liturgy for communion. After we confess all the things that we haven't done right, we say, free us for joyful obedience. Now, way back a long time ago, before you, at the beginning of the sermon, we said discipleship starts with obedience. So in a moment, we're going to pray that God would forgive us of all these things, but that he would free us in his name to obedience. But if you want to look at the back of your handout in that last pastoral print section, it says, pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Now hear what it says. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ. Somehow, mysteriously, the presence of Christ is with us at this table. That we may be for the world the body and blood of Christ. Is that not what it's all about? Christ did this for us so that we can go do it for other people. Well, they don't deserve it. Neither did I. Neither do I, and neither will I. Not yesterday, not today, and not tomorrow. But I'm sure going to do all that I can to press on to the call to become a better disciple. Because in becoming a better disciple, I'll become a better husband. I'll become a better dad. I'll become a better son. Probably a better brother. That's not too hard to do. But as I become a better disciple, I'll also get to become a better pastor. And that's my prayer for all of us, that we would be freed for joyful obedience. And we celebrate the things we do good, and we'll get ready to fix the things we don't. But this little light of mine will be so bright in Welford. It'll be like a, well, some things where the airplanes come in on runway. And all them candles going to be pointing people, not to this building, but to that cross. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
We hope this message encourages you in your walk with Christ. We would love for you to join us for worship at Emmanuel United Methodist Church, where becoming and making disciples is more than just a mission statement. For more information, you can visit us at emmanuelumc.com, or you can find us on Facebook at IUMC Welford. God bless.